In the interest of time, and as we're approaching lunchtime, we will try and be as quick as possible during these last sessions. I will not go and make an introduction about shipping. I think the minister covered us very well. Just very briefly to tell you that I'm a partner in Deloitte, servicing predominantly the shipping industry, currently based in Limassol, and I'm saying currently because I want to make a note, had the president been here, that I'm still dreaming and hope that I will one day relocate to Famagusta. I am an audit partner, and usually when I'm surrounded by the gentlemen that I have on this table, it's questions about vessel impairments, vessel values, but I can tell you this panel, it's not technical. It will concentrate mainly on the attractiveness of Cyprus as a shipping center. A very quick introduction of the three panelists. Their bios are in the brochure handed over, so I will be very quick. On my left-hand side, we have Polis Hatzioannou. Polis is the CEO and chairman of Safe Bulkers Inc., and he's also the vice president of Cyprus Shipowners Union. Further on, we have Andreas Hatzioannis. He is the founder of Cyprus Lines, Cyprus Sea Lines, Cyprus Maritime and Hellenic Tankers, and he is the president of the Cyprus Shipowners Union. On the far left, we have Aristidis Pittas, who is the founder, CEO, and chairman of the board of Eurosys Limited. Let me jump into my questions, and I will pose the first question to Polis, who stands in a fantastic position to give us his account of what Cyprus is like when it comes to shipping. Polis manages Safe Bulkers Inc. now from Cyprus, having relocated recently back in 2015. Safe Bulkers, as you know, is U.S. regulated, New York listed. Polis, the floor is yours. Give us your account of what you found in Cyprus and what are the main attractiveness that you have found and you have set up your base in Cyprus now.
Thank you, Kostas. In 2015, we made a decision, like other public listed companies in the beginning of the year, to develop a plan B and open a second office somewhere in the world apart from Greece, which was our main office at the time. There were a lot of options and a lot of names came up, like Monaco, Switzerland, Dubai, Singapore, and nobody has in his mind Cyprus. When we put Cyprus in the equation, it clicked all the boxes, and it made absolute sense for the company to put a foot on the island. At that time, in the beginning of 2015, I never thought that 6 months later I would follow myself with my family to relocate in the island. So when we moved down there and the office started, I start hearing very positive comments from the people we moved there, 10 people initially. And we saw that things were done in a professional way, in a very efficient way. The banking system was performing, was working. And when we came and we reached the capital controls in June 2015 in Greece, I posed myself a question, you know, are capital controls here for 1 month, for 2 months, for 3 months? Why don't we go as well with the family in Cyprus and see how things go? And, you know, the easier decision is to come back to Greece if this was the wrong decision. What I found in Cyprus, I found a country that was very, very friendly and very safe for my family. And this was very important because when you have 5 kids and 4 of them are teenagers, you want them to live in a safe environment where you will feel that they will feel that they are free. They are free to go out, they are free to go with their friends, go to the restaurant, go to a club, go to the cinemas, without worrying that you will lose them somewhere in a huge city. So When we relocated there, all the families start becoming very happy and with the move. And I would say that I was very positively surprised. We enjoy winter times like is summer in other places of Europe. And definitely for me it was the right option.
Thank you, Polis. Thank you very much. Andreas, I'm turning over to you now. I know that you wanted me to ask you questions about the market, but I will resist that for the time being. Right. Can you please give us your perspective of how you found Cyprus in terms of operating as a ship owner and as a user of the Cyprus flag?
Well, I think Polis already covered the first part of the questions, so no point of repeating. Okay. All over the good advantages of living in Cyprus.
Can you comment about the services you receive from the merchant shipping department?
Yes, of course, yes. Now, Cyprus registry is open registry. The Honourable Minister covered that angle. But it's got also a unique advantage. Cyprus is also a national flag. This is because a large part of the owners that use the registry are Cypriot owners or Cypriot tax residents, which is very unique. That is got a very big additional value to your flag. You are received in the countries, apart from the forums, the international forums, in the countries, in the ports, with additional respect. You are not just another flag of convenience. It's a genuine national flag. With all respect to the other open registries, for us Cypriots, shipping and ships is part of our culture through the centuries. So the government officials, from the ministers down to the civil servants, they know their subject. They understand shipping. They understand the importance of time and timing. And it's also in their culture to cut corners and help. That's very unique. I had the opportunity or the disadvantage to have to use many other flags apart from shipping. That's because of problems with Turkey or because of we do various cabotage trades in various parts of the world. So we know the difference. The only comparable flag I found when it comes to terms of efficiency, it's a British flag. But of course, it's dearly expensive. So Cyprus, apart of being a very competitive when it comes to tonnage taxes and registration fees, is also very efficient and a real added value to the owners. That's why Cyprus has a great, great future. And with the determination of the Cyprus administration, Cyprus government, and its people, the whole participants, from the government to the political parties, they're all committed. It seems they all have a dream. They want Cyprus to be a leading or the major trading shipping center, but also get the biggest part of the registration in the world. So we're very, very optimistic.
Thank you, Andreas. Thank you very much. Turning over to you now, Aristides. I know you stand further apart from the two Cypriots on the panel here, and perhaps you are more independent. To give us your opinion of what you think Cyprus compared to other maritime hubs. And what is it that we hear about Cyprus and what is it that will make you to, what is it that will take you to move to Cyprus and relocate like the two gentlemen over here?
Yes, well, firstly, I've already become a resident of Cyprus since last December myself, having set up a family office there, having moved to Cyprus in Limassol, and spending a lot of time over there. Our main operations as a shipping company are still done out of Greece. That's where they have been traditionally done, and being Greek, I was very happy in doing that. But forming a bigger company, growing the company, becoming listed in the public markets here in the United States, and being involved in a truly international business, you have to put your foot on some other places as well that are very relevant to shipping and very relevant to your own personal well-being. So we have opened up, apart from a very small office here in the United States, where with our CFO who lives here, an office in Shanghai, an office in the Philippines. When the problem started happening in Greece, we said we need to have an alternative plan, possibly, if things deteriorate there, but which is still in within the European Union, within the network that we've been used to be operating by. And we were looking at all the places that have shipping as a major part of their you know, business, and we looked at England, we looked at Switzerland, we looked at Dubai, we looked at Singapore, we looked at all these places. The better of all of them was Cyprus at the end of the day, for various reasons. The fact that it's close to Greece. It has a very nice weather. It's very international. All of these were very important aspects that made us look very favorable into Cyprus. And then when I decided to move here, move there, move in Cyprus, because I really liked the place, and I've been totally impressed with the way that the whole structure works, the way that you have a government that you feel is a partner, the way that everybody feels very businesslike, and things have been regulated in such a way that the people can live safely and happily, but also can conduct business through that place. So I have very few reservations, actually no reservations, that Cyprus is a great place where you can operate a shipping company from. We are still having our main office in Greece, but in the near future we might have some more initiatives, more activities done through Cyprus.
Thank you, Aristides. Thank you for this complete account of your perception about Cyprus. Please let me turn over to you again, and can you please give us your opinion as to what additional measures or incentives you would like the government to introduce in order to make Cyprus even more attractive to the investors in shipping?
I think all the basic things were done in 2015 when the government and President Anastasiades in an effort to attract foreign businessmen and foreign businesses in Cyprus, offer the non-domicile opportunity to foreign businessmen. When we heard about this, as a union of Cyprus ship owners, we approached the government and we asked them, okay, you are making this very well for the German, for the Russian, for the British. What about the Cypriots? Are you going to do it for the Cypriots? Immediately, President Anastasiades said that, of course, I will do it for the Cypriots who reside overseas all their life, and the criterion was the last 20 years where if you were an outside resident. And he immediately offered this opportunity to Cypriots residing in other countries of the world to come back and bring their base down in the island. This was the only thing that we want it, and the only thing we are asking. And since we have it, and ship owners, we are running our business. We can run it from anywhere in the world. Our ships are in the oceans, they are not in the country. It's a win-win situation to have in the country, the ship owners, who are not asking anything, they are not polluting, they are not bringing a factory in the island, and they are running their business from an office in Cyprus. So I think what we have right now, it's almost perfect. We don't need changes. And it's good to know that shipping companies in Greece, they have a plan B if they want to open a second office and to have another foot somewhere in the world, that Cyprus is the first option. It's amazing the number of calls I receive from fellow ship owners from Greece that they are calling me to check out the conditions, the living standards, the schools that my kids, I have 5 kids in 3 different schools in Limassol. The standard has nothing to envy schools in Greece. They are the same quality. And yeah. I have even a kid in a public school, simply because elementary schools, we don't have private, but I tried the public school, and the standard is as good as the private schools. So when you have safety, you feel your kids are safe, you know their education level will not be undermined, and you have for your business an environment that you can concentrate and develop, especially in shipping that is so dynamic, and you know that we enjoy sometimes very big profits and 2 or 3 good years, and then we have 6 or 7 years that we have to fight and we have to be concentrated, and we have to not to have external distractions of how we do our business and how we manage our business. So for me, tick all the boxes, and you know, I'm very, very open to invite other entrepreneurs, other ship owners from all over the world to try the Cyprus success story.
Thank you, Polis. Thank you very much. You are a great ambassador for Cyprus. Thank you. Andreas, do you have anything to add to what Polis has
only,
said?
Only,
can you also
only
concentrate to those nice-to-have things that you like to be introduced to make life easier?
Exactly. There is no end to cutting bureaucracy. Right? But the minister himself came up with a great idea to have the one-stop shop. Yeah. So he's working on that, and we're all working on that. Now, there is also one additional good thing that is happening in Cyprus. We all work together, from the president down to the last civil servant to the owners, with open ears and open mind to find what is best, right, and what is compliant with all these new regulations that the bankers talked about us before. So it's not just a matter of asking for something. It's just a matter of inventive the right recipes yes. that suits everybody, and you always remain compliant with the U.S. regulations, with the EU regulations, with IMO, with everything. So there is no end to the progress, but we have a good working team together.
Good.
And that's bringing results.
Thank you very much, Andreas. Aristides, I will come over to you right now. And you stand further apart and said, is it everything so nicely said in Cyprus? Is there something that we need to correct, to put right, be truthful about it?
No, that's true. I said I've been very impressed. One thing that I felt was maybe missing, but I see that already Minister Dimitriadis has addressed that, has been that of maritime specialists and of training people to help this expanding business, because it's expanding very quickly, the shipowning part through Cyprus. There used to be for many years the German big offices there, so there is some expertise, but I always felt, you know, it will be difficult to find new people to work with you. But you know, everything I think about has already been thought about, and it's been thought about not only because the government thinks on its own, but it works very closely with the industry to find out, you know, what are the problems and try to solve them. Yeah. And so I feel comfortable that, you know, even this lack of maybe specialized people will soon be, you know, is already addressed and will provide very positive results.
Thank you very much, Aristide. I think time is running out for this panel, but I cannot resist not to ask the question about the markets and whether you will be investing in safe bulkers. The other day on the other panel, Aristide said that he would buy the stock. Would you?
I've already done so. But I will continue. I will continue. We've turned the bottom, as we say in business, and I think it's real. The recovery of the market is real. It will be slow, but it's real.
Good. So there will be no impairments. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.